Isaiah chapter 52. The alarm clock has sounded off. It's time to wake up and get up. Today is a very important day. There will only be face-to-face meetings, no more Zoom or FaceTime meetings. Something like this is expressed in this chapter, when at the beginning it says, "Wake up, wake up. Pull on your boots, Zion. Dress up in your Sunday best. Jerusalem, holy city." Like a catapult, this verse again takes us to the inauguration of the millennial reign of Christ and refers to the city of Jerusalem. When, after many years of living far from the house and the neighborhood where I was born, I returned, everything seemed much smaller and without the attraction that in my mind I remembered. However, for me, the old home is still beautiful, for it reminds me of so many wonderful memories lived in my childhood. In reality, it is not the streets and buildings of the neighborhood, nor the comforts of my parents' house, but the moments and the people, that is, what we experienced as a family inside that house, that fills my heart with pleasant memories. In the case of Jerusalem, its beauty is not only because of what was experienced in the city of David, or even because of the love that God expresses to her and for her glorious future. There is even a better reason, better than nostalgia or the description of what wonderful city that we find in the prophetic scriptures. And reason, that is what verse 6 tells us. My people, you will learn who I am and who is speaking, because I am here. God will be there. Nothing in or of this world measures up to the simple pleasure of experiencing the presence of God. Seek him today. He is here for you, in person, face to face, and 24/7. Even if your eyes cannot see him, you can still feel him in your heart.